USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
What we're willing to do, I say we, the Republicans are willing to do, is to talk to the administration about an infrastructure package that's really about infrastructure.
Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell speaking there regarding the president's infrastructure plan. Meanwhile, President Biden is saying corporations need to pay their fair share.
We have, I think it's 35 or 30 corporations didn't pay a single solitary penny last year in the Fortune 500 companies. They made $400 billion.
Moderna says a booster shot of its COVID-19 vaccine is showing positive results against two or more of the variants. The Massachusetts-based company is saying an additional shot increased neutralizing antibody response against the South African and Brazilian variants. It said the results were even better when given its new vaccine, which is awaiting approval. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Former President Trump is blasting a decision to uphold his Facebook suspension. In a statement, Trump saying, quote, free speech has been taken away from the President of the United States because the radical left lunatics are afraid of the truth, close quote. The former president's chief of staff, Mark Meadows, also weighing in on the decision.
It's a sad day for America. It's a sad day for Facebook. Because I can tell you, a number of members of Congress are now looking at, do they break up Facebook? Do they make sure that they don't have a monopoly? And I can tell you that it is two different standards. One for Donald Trump and one for a number of other people that are on their sites and suggesting that more nefarious things than what the president has been accused of.
Meadows speaking there on Fox News. CVS Health is now starting to accept walk-in appointments for COVID-19 vaccines. Same-day scheduling being offered online all over the country. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Five people have been charged days after Houston police discovered 97 illegal immigrants in a suburban house in what appears to be an alleged human smuggling case. That's according to the Department of Justice. The individuals, all of them who are residing in the United States illegally, are now in custody and facing federal charges. They are from Mexico, El Salvador, and Honduras, and are aged between 21 and 31. When it comes to the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border, Democrats are continuing to blame Republicans, to which former acting DHS Secretary Chad Wolf says,
the facts don't support that ludicrous claim. Obviously, we handed them a secure border, and the numbers from illegal apprehensions and numbers across the board demonstrate that the border was safe, it was secure, and the immigration system was working.
A Belgian farmer may have single-handedly shrank France.
A farmer in Belgium may have accidentally started an international incident by moving a stone. The farmer, annoyed that the rock was in the way of his tractor, pushed it about 7 feet to the side to allow him to continue working his field near the Belgian village of Irkouenis. However, the stone in question was a marker laying out the border between Belgium and France. The marker dates back to 1819, when the border between the two nations was first drawn out. Local authorities say they'll get in touch with the farmer and ask him to replace the stone marker. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.